spend on evangelism, and you can't buy people. You can only pray them into the kingdom of God and win them to the Savior through preaching the blood and the cross and the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus. Oh, what a church it is. The Lord says, I'm going to spew it out of my mouth. Now, get this straight. He never spews a believer out of his mouth. True believers are loved. True believers will be brought to the kingdom of God and to heaven. True believers will never be rejected. But what the Lord is saying here is, I look at Christendom as it is today, the whole mass of Christendom, and what I see is that most of it's phony. And it is. Today, the great percentage of people who say they're Christians are phonies. They'll never be in heaven. They're phonies. How many phonies here tonight? How many people here tonight will never, never, never be in heaven because you have no love in your heart for him who died for you on the cross? No love in your heart for him who shed his blood to redeem your soul. Son, give me your heart. That's the cry of God. Son, give me your heart. For God's Son gave his heart, his soul, his life, his all for you and for me. It's a worldly church. You can't tell the difference now between the church and the world. You used to be able to. You can't tell the difference at all. If you go into a Christian's home and a non-Christian's home, and if you could hide away and record what happened for the whole of the week in the non-Christian's home and the Christian's home, in the majority of Christians' home, there'd be very little difference at all. There'd be scarcely no difference at all as to what they read. There'd be scarcely no difference at all as to what they viewed on television. For many Christians, this book is never opened from Sunday to Sunday. If you were to, today, check out the whole 24 hours of a believer and an unbeliever, you would scarcely see any difference to make it worth mentioning. Praise God, that's not true of everybody, but it's true of many. I hope it's not true of you. I hope there's such a vast difference in your home that God looks down and his heart is well pleased with your life, and your walk, and your love for his Son. He's coming soon. It was a worldly church. Not only that, it was a church that compromised on everything. Everybody wants to be well thought of, and they compromise on every stand. The day is coming when many of us will be so persecuted, we'll have hardly a friend in the world if we stand for the truth. Because the whole Church of Jesus Christ worldwide is going into a compromising situation and is drifting from the centrality of the Bible. Do you want to be hail fellow well met, or will you stand by my Lord and by his word? And it matters not if all the world hates you, so long as Jesus loves you and says, well done, well done, well done. That's what matters. It's the only thing that matters. Friend, we'll have to leave it there tonight by finishing just at this point. As God looks down, he says, can't you see how wretched you are? Can't you see how miserable your condition? You're poor and you're blind and you're naked. Do you know, our nakedness spiritually won't be exposed for what it is until we are face to face with the Lord. When the watchmen of the city were sent out of their tasks at night, if one of them went to sleep whilst they were on duty, do you know what the punishment was? They had all their clothes taken away from them. So they had to go from their sentry point on duty all the way home, unclothed. So the whole city knew he went to sleep when he should have been awake. And Christians today, many of them are asleep. It's high time to awake out of sleep, for our Lord is coming. The sad thing is that many sleeping Christians will be exposed for what they are at the judgment seat of Christ, naked, until they take that clothing which fits them for the kingdom, but will stand there as those who love the Lord, professed His name, but we've been sleeping in a world taken up with its worldly system, taken up with its worldly ways. And one of the things is this: we will be exposed before other believers for what we really are. Oh, he says, take note now that if you're not on fire in love for me, you are wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. He says, come, I've got everything you need. I've got everything you need. Come, come. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come. My God has everything you need. My Savior has everything you need. Come to Him. And He'll fill your heart and bless your soul and give you everlasting life. Come, buy of me. It doesn't mean pay for it. It simply means come and make it your own. And then he finishes with that challenge, and it's the narrowest of all invitations in the Word. If any man will open the door. It's now down to the individual. The situation's so grave you can't invite people to come in groups. You have to say to every individual heart, will you come? Will you come? Will you come? If any man will hear my voice, will you hear his voice? Son, will you hear his voice? Young lady, will you hear his voice? Father, will you hear his voice? Mother, will you hear his voice? For his coming is almost here. If you don't hear his voice and open the door, you'll be eternally lost. Down to the narrowest invitation, it's to you, to your heart, to your soul. Come, come, come ere you go to hell. Come ere you lose the blessings of heaven. Come, lest you be cut off from all your family and friends and never see them again in eternity. Oh, Jesus loves you so much. He died for you. Oh, welcome Him tonight into the throne room of your heart. You say, I don't know how to do it, preacher. I want to be a Christian. I want to be justified. I want to walk with God. I want to love God. But I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. What you must do tonight is to say from your heart to Jesus Christ, oh Lord, I am that poor sinner for whom you died. And oh Lord, please, please come into this heart of mine and be my Lord and Savior. He'll come. He said, if you come to me, I won't turn you away. Oh friend, tonight, could we not help you before you go home? We're going to sing a hymn right now, and then afterwards, when everybody else is going home, we're going to have the doors of the rooms just across to your left as you go out. Well, you go out and round to your right, but as you're sitting now, the rooms will be open there, the lights will be on. And if any one of you would like to talk with one of us about being a Christian, you say, I want to settle it tonight. I don't want to go home tonight till I know that I'm going to heaven, till I know I'm saved. Then when everybody else is going home, nobody will see you. Maybe you feel a little self-conscious about it. When everybody else, you just walk round, slip through the door there, and you'll find inside some counsellors. There'll be men and women there. They'll be in there, and they'll sit down and talk with you for a few minutes before you go home. And you could go home tonight with every burden of sin gone. You could go home a true believer. You could go home tonight with Christ in your heart. You could go home tonight knowing that if He comes tonight, it'll be well with your soul, for you will be with Him in heaven. Let's turn in our Crusade songbook.
Yeah. Didn't know Thank you.